that downtown businessman who refused to pay the improvement area tax will be taken to court. His comment came after 163 businessmen signed a petition saying they will not pay the special tax. Ruth Ann Murray has more.
The dispute over the improvement tax began in 1977 when the Downtown London Association asked the city to collect a special tax to improve the downtown business area. Because of objections, the bylaw was not passed until February 1979. Now, Mark Emery, the operator of the City Lights Bookshop on Richmond Street, is circulating a petition to have the bylaw rescinded. He says most downtown businesses object to the tax, which they see as an interference in their business by a group which doesn't represent them.
What they have done is they have sent a letter out to everyone a year and a half ago, and they said, do you want this tax? And they took people that didn't write in, like very few people said yes. As you say, 120 people said no, but they assumed that everybody who didn't respond, that is head offices all over the country and all over the United States that represent businesses in London, didn't respond. Well, that's natural, but that doesn't mean yes. That means that just because they did not volunteer to say how they felt is no reason to victimize the vast majority of businessmen. And the mayor has no legal evidence that the Downtown Business Association or the Downtown London Association represents us. They do not. In fact, their membership is scandalously small, a couple of dozen at most. They have no charter, no constitution, no budget, no proven records of paid membership. Like, they're just this group of people that got so frustrated that they themselves couldn't voluntarily do anything. They've decided to force by law this on everybody. It's quite a scandal.
At a news conference today, Mayor Al Gleason said a majority of the 895 businesses in the core area favor the tax. He says it is a legal tax and the city will follow all the avenues available to collect.
Well, we have no choice but to pursue and collect tax. That's it. It's a legal bylaw. It's in place. And if you refuse to pay your property tax, we'll take you to court. And we'll put a lien against your property. We can do a number of different things. And this is a legal tax. It's a bylaw.
Despite the threat of court action, Mr. Emery says he'll withhold the special tax on principle. Ruth Ann Murray, Channel 10 News.
The New York